Well, Robbie, you've got your title back. Tell us what it means to you.
Unbelievable. Trained very hard for this. Had no stone unturned. Me and my team, we've been day and night working on this performance, and we pulled it off to a T as a team.
And we could see how emotional you were in the ring afterwards as well, after what you've been through the last year.
Yeah, even just bringing it up. It was emotional for me. It's the first time I've ever boxed here without my dad here, besides last time, but he was in hospital. I know everyone keeps saying it to you, like he'll be with you in the fight and things like that, but I really felt like he was. And I know if he'd have been there during that fight, he'd have been cartwheeling to the ring with me.
He'd have been so proud of that performance. The third knockdown in the third round, then the fourth round, and then the knockout in the 12th. I mean, what a brilliant punch that was.
Yeah, it felt like I was just keeping my composure, working off my jab, listening to my corner, everything, just keeping off the back leg, bringing him onto the shots. And then when it got into the 12, even from like the 10th onwards, even maybe before that, he was tiring and he was looking for the big swings. But the size he'd put on overnight, he was so strong. And even when I dropped him in like the earlier 3 or 4, and I was thinking about going for it, and he just threw a big swing and it only clipped me. And I could feel the force of his shots. Made me go back to me boxing and compose. And then when I finally hit him with that 12 shot, I actually missed it myself because I hit him with the U and turned me back myself. And as I looked back, he was down. And I was just like, oh, he's down again. And then before I knew it, I seen him staggering. I thought, if the referee lets this go here, like, these have seen me do it many a times when I've had them staggering and they never get off the uke with me. It was for his own safety that they stopped it the way they did. So I was, from the second he said, waved it off, just so emotional for me, even for my team. They'd live and breathe this with me, and it just meant so much to all of us.
We could see that and the reaction of the crowd out there as well. Brilliant that they'd all come out for you and they got what they wanted.
Yeah, it really feels like I haven't been able to, like, emotionally connect with crowds before, because every time I've been in Liverpool, it's been on like smaller shows. And then like tonight, this is the first time in Liverpool for a while, coming away from all the bigger shows on ITV, to have a turnout the way it did between all of us as a team. We proper hustled to do tickets, organisation, my manager Neil swum the channel to get this fight for us, all of us together. It's just been an emotional ride for us, and even the crowd, I felt like they were emotionally involved with us. It meant so much to everyone in this arena tonight.
And you've got your belt back, you've got the win back, the title back. What next?
I actually wanted to have both belts and think I was Conor McGregor in the ring, but it didn't happen that way. He didn't even bring his, and I didn't bring mine. But I am the champion again, and hopefully I get back in the mix with everyone. I hope people start talking about me again. I never felt like I actually fell off the radar, because I think a lot of people did actually, when some fighters lose and they come up with excuses, everyone's like, oh, whatever, everyone's got an excuse. But I honestly believe that when I had my mistake and things like that and what I was saying, I do genuinely believe that people believe me. And to just show from last fight to this fight, the difference in class and what a shoulder could do compared to last time, I think everyone now will just believe that last time was just a blip in my career. But I've had fights before many a times where I've walked in and just thought, I'm going to blitz this kid. And I've been saying to these, haven't I, for well over a week, I've got butterflies now. I even met Gaz the other day, and I was saying to him, this was like 5 days ago, and I was saying, like, I've got butterflies already. And it gave me that, because that loss has probably been a blessing in disguise, because I wanted it so bad, and I knew, like, this would have been a long route back for me from where I want to be anyway. I could have just, if I'd have lost here, I'd have been back in the mix with all lower level fighters. And that's just where it is and where I wanted to be. I want to be in the mix with the big boys, and getting a win and performing the way I did, I think it's put me back on the map.
Yeah, you're definitely back in that world level now. Congratulations.
Thank you, I appreciate it.